Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Songs. Well, I guess we could play them if we wanted to all year long. Might feel better when it's 18 below zero. We'll grab one of these, make ourselves feel better. All right, let's see. You can do a lot of things. You don't have to have Pepto-Bismol to feel better. You can listen to good radio programs and feel good about what you're hearing from folks like Jay Kirshner and me. I'm Doug Steffen. I'm, as Steve Harvey says, beginning Family Feud, I'm your man, Steve Harvey. I'm not Steve Harvey, but I'm your man, Doug Steffen, here, and I'm sure that I'm your man. I'm a he, him. What are they? What, how would I do that if I
the pronouns?
Yeah. What would I do? I put beside.
You're binary, so yeah, you go by he and him.
He and him. All right. Okay, so let's blast into another hour of conversation, shall we? It's the 22nd of August. Happens to be a Tuesday, and the AM for Every Vehicle Act emerging as a key legislative focus, and perhaps a harbinger of our future. You know what harbinger means? Should I put James on the spot? James Collins at the studio. Find out how the Texas school system teaches.
The answer is just always yes at this
the
point, James.
Yes. It's like harbinger. A bringer, like like someone who brings things.
Yeah, good. Okay, yeah. A harbinger is sort of a sign of the future. Yes, it is. Yep. So this is something you think is a slam dunk, right? I'm going to tell you that it is not a slam dunk because that is true. There are lots of people who are working over the Senate. The Senate has pushed the bill through the House. When the House of Representatives comes back from their well-deserved almost two-month vacation on September the 12th, they're going to take this up. There are lots of backers in the House. I think there are 145 who are on to this saying, yep, we got to do this. However, there are resistance corners that are brewing because the now the lobbyists for electric vehicles, the lobbyists for Ford and GM, they, by the way, when you look at the 20, this is what we don't know that's important to know behind the scenes. We all know that there are lobbyists. They have big offices on K Street in Washington. So there are 20, the 20 highest spending lobbyists in the last 3 months have been campaigning on this issue. They've spent almost $3 million. Okay, so here's the number. Ford's exact number is $2,658,515. General Motors, $2,590,000. And that means, well, you have to disclose how much money you pay lobbyists to try to influence what's going on in votes. There's the AM radio thing is in the crosshairs of many of the lobbyists for. So when you're buying a car, think about that. When you're buying, if you want to keep an AM radio in your car, you want to know who your friends are, right? Ford is not, and neither is GM. They can say, okay, we've agreed to keep them in the car. That doesn't mean they want to.
Yeah, they're basically forced.
Yeah, they're going to be forced into it by this act. So what they're trying to do is kill it. And it's very, it seems very important when you see that millions of dollars being spent in just the last couple of months to get members of Congress to not vote for this, which is not in your best interest. It's in General Motors' best interest. So who's more important, you or General Motors? In my mind, you're more important than General Motors. You're more important than Ford. Now, I've always had Ford trucks on my farm. I don't buy them new. And I would, as a result of this, even if they leave them in the trucks, the cars, I still wouldn't buy one because of this. They're the ones, the chief spenders, to kill us. And some of the other auto companies are leaving it to them. Like Chrysler is not as active in this. And they're, you know, everybody knows the rest of the one who spent the least money, actually they've spent no money, is Subaru, which I find kind of interesting when you get right down to it. The rest of them all have spent a little, but Ford and GM are on the top of the list. So I find that it's interesting to know who your friends are, right? I'm going to sell you a car. Yesterday I sent a friend of mine over to the Ford dealer. It's connected to my partner in the development. He's a real estate guy. Well, he's not really. He's becoming a real estate guy because I talked him into investing in this development that I'm doing. But he's an automotive guy. There's a group of 26 dealerships here in Massachusetts and New York. My friend wanted a Bronco. And he said, you know how much normally they're adding on the still onto these vehicles that are the Mustangs, all the new, the highfalutin, the cars that are in the most demand, mm-hmm. You're still adding $5,000 to $10,000 to the sticker price because they can, and well, because people want them and they're not available.
And some of these are not very safe. There are a lot of videos of people do simulations of what happens to a car if it runs into something at certain speeds. What happens if you're standing in traffic and the person behind you doesn't stop or hit the brakes at all and they rear into you and then you go into the car in front of them. And what happens to a lot of those cars, and some of them really hold up, and I was shocked that the Bronco did not.
Really?
Yeah.
Why do you think I drive a Range Rover? Because it always comes out on top in these kinds of tests. That's one of the reasons I do. Anyway, all right, let's see here. Let's do some neuroscience, shall we? I was interested to see some of the video of Joe Biden and his wife looking at the devastation in Maui, and all of the action shots are him pointing. Look, there's Joe pointing over there. There's Joe pointing over there. There's Joe pointing up there. Come on. Should I be respectful of him because of his age, respectful of him because he's president, or do I show disrespect when I look at how ridiculous, how really bad he is as the chief? I don't even know why I talk about it. I try to keep much stuff as positive as possible. I just find him to be a ridiculous waste of time, frankly.
Well, I think both things can be true at once. You cannot like who the current sitting president is.
I don't like him. I don't like his job.
While still respecting the seat of the presidency.
Yeah. I don't dislike him as a person. I don't like how he's doing the job. I think he's inept. I don't think he knows or... He doesn't come. The president needs to come across as confident and strong, and he needs to be someone that we all look up to. And that hasn't been the case for quite a long time, frankly. All right, let's go back to Maui, because that's more interesting anyway than talking about this other stuff. 850 people are still missing. The mayor shares the news when he's talking to Joe Biden. The death count, the solid number is 114 at the moment. Only 2,700, they've been burned, right? So they're burned beyond recognition. 850 names, though, on the list.
Mm-hmm. Cannot be located.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure a lot of them have been burned. A lot of them probably jumped into the ocean and something happened there, too.
Disappeared. Mm-hmm. They got eaten by the local shark population. So it's still pretty sad stuff. The locals don't want them to hurry to rebuild. The mayor wants to rebuild, and people who are in business want to have their businesses put back together so that they can go back to the business of tourism. The locals want them to grieve. They don't want to, and what was burned down wasn't anything that was new. This is a 100-plus-year-old, some of these buildings 114, 115 years old. 85, 90-year-old buildings, and some of them older than that. And so anyway, this was, by the way, there still is a fire burning out there, I think, someplace, isn't there? There's three or four of these fires, different parts of the island, that have not been put out. So the governor of Hawaii traveled around from the air with Joe Biden yesterday, and they've made their case. I mean, they're going to get federal aid. We all know that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
And I think they've, even though they're still burning, they're contained.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. It's. So, anyway, yeah, think about what, there are 13,000 people, by the way, who live in this town. Think about what you might, in this circumstance, what would your life be like if you were in this? Yeah, I think it's hard to imagine what these people have gone through, frankly. Don't you think? I mean, how do you, unless you've been there and done this, you don't really know how it feels.
No. And even sometimes when, if you have been in a certain area, it seems like the wildfires don't move as fast as they did in Hawaii.
Yeah.
With those winds carrying them. What
Joe
was it?
Says,
50 miles a minute?
No, a mile a minute.
A mile a minute.
Yeah, that's still amazing. You get right down to it. So anyway, the motorcade and all that has arrived. Let's all right. We've talked about Biden. Let's give equal time to Donald Trump, shall we? He's griping because Fox News always uses the orange photos of him.
They do. Let's be real. Not every photo is he truly orange.
Orange man. Yep. He says, like nobody knew, this was a big announcement. I'm not going to take part in the GOP debate. Like, that's news? He was never going to take part in the debate because he'd be the sub. They'd savage him after all of the huzzarai from how many different indictments? Does he have six or something? I will therefore not be doing the debate. Anyway.
And that's the fact of the matter, too, is he really doesn't have to.
Nah.
He has such a following. Whether or not he does, like, it would probably cause him more harm in his candidacy to do this debate than to not.
Well, the problem is that it would all be about him. So if he's not there, he misses
the
opportunity.
It'll still be about him.
Yeah, maybe it will be. Yeah, you're probably right. Chris Christie will jump on him. DeSantis will jump on him. I wish that Christie had more of a standing in the polls, frankly. I like, although I think he's wasting a lot of time talking about Trump. It just is. Anyway, so there's the big announcement, boys and girls. It's 18 after here on Good Day.
Research shows people ignore radio ads. While I want you to remember that Liberty Mutual customizes and saves you hundreds on home insurance, I know no one's listening, so I can say anything. I can even tell Jenny that I never stop thinking about us. Sometimes I almost call, but I only truly feel safe revealing this in the privacy of my nationally broadcast radio ad.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com. Savings may vary, underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company. Affiliates excludes Massachusetts.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Tuesday program, the 22nd of August, with Jay Kirshner. We now focus on celebrity. What's in the social media department? By the way, our social media handle now is at Good Day Networks. Should you care to share with us when we ask questions, put things up there, observations, et cetera, et cetera. We have a few moments for observations about Dolly Parton. I could observe Dolly Parton or listen to her all day. I think there's something for everybody. Something for every. And the music of Dolly Parton is something for everybody. Anyway, she was recently talking about how she deals with a certain emotion. So if you want to know about Dolly and her emotions, or one specific emotion, you will have your questions answered right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
They asked me why I didn't sing the song about Jolene. Now, this is a true story for those of you that don't know. I wrote this song about 20 years ago about this woman down in Nashville that worked at the bank. She was trying to take care of my husband while I was out on the road. Well, that didn't go over too big with me. I fought that red-headed woman like a wildcat. She jerked my wig off and almost beat me to death with it. But I kept my husband. I got that sucker home and I beat the tar out of him. We got a whole bunch of red-headed women down here. As a matter of fact, Jolene looked a whole lot like you, you red-headed husky.
All right, right. So, sounds like under the circumstances, Dolly got a little angry, and that was the focus of a conversation. She said, I don't really lose my temper. I use my temper, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Yeah, I like that saying. Right, because it's almost like when most people think of losing their temper, it's very reactive, it's very emotional.
Yeah.
You're not thinking, you're just reacting. And she's kind of saying, like, no, I use my temper. It's almost more responsive than reactive, because she went on to say that some people just don't listen otherwise. And she is who she is. She's not this one person in the public eye and another person. She's a businesswoman. She typically is kind and bubbly and sweet. But sometimes people mess with her, or they mess with her business, and they almost need to be yelled at to either be shocked out of acting how they are acting, or they won't listen otherwise. And also, I think when you pick and choose your battles like that, and you really don't yell unless it's truly needed to happen, people listen more.
Exactly. Yep. Do you lose your temper?
Sometimes, yeah. If I'm overly tired, I become much more reactive over responsive.
Mm-hmm. Once in a while, I find myself losing mine. I don't like getting angry. Not good for you emotionally or physically, but you got to. Sometimes you can't control, or you can, but it's harder. So my question, those of you who would like to respond to this on our social media, at the Good Day Networks, all of the social media, do you lose your temper? If you do, then what is it that causes you to lose your temper? And then how do you bring yourself back into line?
That's one of the things, too. The anger, it's okay to feel angry. It's what you do with that anger that may or may not be appropriate, how you act out that anger.
Got a new album coming out pretty soon with Paul McCartney and Ringo and Miley Cyrus and Elton John. That ought to be pretty good. So that's the latest on Dolly Parton, folks, at 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos? No, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with a local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention small business owners, this could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Cleanup efforts continue in Southern California after Tropical Storm Hillary blew through. In Los Angeles, hundreds of trees that were downed in the storm Sunday and Monday remain on the ground and need to be cleared. The rain tapered off Monday in the Los Angeles area, allowing utility crews to work quickly to bring the power back on for many. Schools in Los Angeles are resuming normal operations today after being closed yesterday out of an abundance of caution from the El Nino storm system. The Food and Drug Administration has approved a vaccine that is given to pregnant women in order to protect babies in the womb from RSV. Abrysvo, a single-dose shot, would be given to expectant mothers late in their pregnancy and trigger the development of antibodies that are passed on to the child for the first 6 months of their life. Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2 month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DOUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Curry goes retrograde tomorrow, Jay. You remember that, right?
I do, yes. But I feel like we always feel the effects a week ahead, and then it lingers for a week longer once it's out of retrograde.
Yep. Well, if you think you're feeling something that you haven't felt before, you're not crazy, because sometimes these things do. There's a focus and a refocus, and then you focus on it again, right? You're trying to get something done, and you just can't get it done. You can't get your mind on it. How many times do you go through things like that? I find myself distracted when I'm making airline reservations because of the pain in the neck, and I put it off until I try to take advantage of the pricing if I know what I'm doing. What I'm doing is because I'm going to up to for Thanksgiving. I'm going to go up to where the wine country is.
Napa, Sonoma.
Napa, right. I've put myself into the place of making the arrangements, even though it's kind of a pain in the neck. And so it creates stress. Do you feel like you have stress sometimes? What creates stress in you? That's another good question for our social media. If you get stressed, and maybe it goes in the same league with anger, maybe you ask the question, Jay, if you get angry or you're stressed, why? And how do you get out of it? How do you change it? How do you make yourself better? Sometimes you can learn because of these experiences. Your life gets better because you know how to deal with things, like losing a significant relationship, right? Something happens, maybe you lose a job, maybe you lose whatever, affecting a lack of something, you've lost some money. One of the ladies that works for me on the farm, who's in charge of kind of the finances of what we do on the farm, lost all of the information and the money a couple of weeks ago. Or that's what she thought. She called me and she was all upset. I said, well, maybe it'll turn. She thought it had been stolen out of her car. So last night, she says to me, you won't believe what I found. It had fallen between the pillows and the couch. And she was so tired, she didn't remember it. But she then said to me, I thought I was crazy. And no, you aren't crazy. You're just tired because you're into so many things. Our lives are very busy here on the farm. And so you can, it's like finding your car keys, right? You put your car keys down. Do you put them in the same place all the time? Or you sometimes put them here or there, and then you can't remember where you put them, and then you think, my God, where'd they go? I'm crazy. You think you're crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
when you break
find
format,
it.
Yep.
Right, break format. All right, let's not break format here. Let's get into the story from Georgia that has everybody talking, and it's not about the election. It's the story of a Georgia sheriff who yesterday pled guilty to groping TV judge Glenda Hatchett. You ever watch that? There are these TV shows. I think the best one is Steve Harvey. They used to be all kinds. They still are. Judge Judy, I think he's gone, even though they're doing reruns. So anyway, this guy, the sheriff, grabs her butt, and then he grabs her breast.
Jeez, what?
And she froze when she was grabbed. It was at a hotel bar during a law enforcement conference. Hi, Judge. I'm the sheriff. So he was charged with a misdemeanor, sexual battery, sentenced to a year on probation. He resigned from being the sheriff. The judge said in court yesterday, I felt powerless. I was violated. Yeah, I mean, if somebody walked up to you and reached your junk or reached for your bro, whatever it is, she says, I see myself as a strong woman. I've never been a victim. This was important for me to make sure he was held accountable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hello. It's not okay.
Yeah.
In what world is this something that is?
Yeah, it is,
part
actually.
Of
it's becoming,
culture?
I hope it's becoming a lot less, but yeah. As being a young woman going into like dance clubs or bars or anything. No, because I was fully aware of it and I did things to protect myself.
Uh-huh.
Like whether or not it was holding my purse, if I was walking through a crowd, holding my purse strategically in my hands and just being ready to combat. But I've had friends that did that. My husband learned when we were just friends why women in crowded places go to the bathroom together. It's not because we want to gossip in the bathroom. Mm. It's for safety.
Huh. I never thought about that. Huh. Well, here's another one. Story of Jen Percy, who writes for the New York Times. She is someone who apparently has had the same kind of trouble. Here's what I would want to know. You know, we have all these TV shows, SVU on Law and Order. It's all about sexual assault. It's all about things that are unspeakable. And yet a lot of people have had this same. I was looking, as I saw this, I just Googled a couple of other people who may have been through this. Brooke Shields had the same sort of thing happened. As she said, I just froze. Gaga was assaulted when she was 19.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I just stopped like a dead person. There are stories of rape victims here in the Boston. I'm looking at the Boston papers right now. Boston Globe, Boston Herald both have stories about this today. Isn't it interesting how these things come together the way they do?
Yeah. At a certain point, I feel like the conversation is changing a little bit, but at one point it was always the victim's fault. It was always the woman was blamed because, well, look at what she was wearing or how she was acting like.
Right, she's easy.
Women are responsible for how men are.
Mm-hmm. So why does this happen? There's a neuroscientist at Yale who says under stress your brain disconnects from its body, and that's why you freeze. And I know one woman who was approached who was an athlete, and she beat the hell out of the guy who she just kicked him and, you know, she did what that was her way of responding, which was appropriate.
Yeah.
But like a lot of these sexual assaults, man, they're just as people who aren't big enough or strong enough to respond. They either give in because they're overpowered, or they freeze. There are a lot of police reports.
Or sometimes they think it's just letting it happen is what's going to keep them alive. If they fight back, maybe they die. And it is. You don't know what is going to happen. You can think what's going to happen, or you can say you may act one way, but until you are in that responsive mode, whether, what is it, freeze, fight, flight, or fawn, I believe, is the other one.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what's going to happen. Look at the victims, the other roommates in the Idaho murders, the ones who survived, and how one of them said that they had opened the door and saw somebody, and they just kind of shut the door. They froze for a minute and shut the door and locked it. Mm. And people were like, why did you react that way? Why didn't you immediately call for help, blah, 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 like all of this stuff. And even psychologists came through and were like, you don't know how, like that was a response. That was a trauma response. You don't know how you're going to act in the situation until you are in it. Hopefully, you never have to find that out.
I hope not. I don't want my daughter encountered it a couple of times that I know of that we talked about, and it's gooey, man. Oof. All right, let's. I spent more time talking about Joe Biden than I did about Lahaina, in the last because. Never mind. Don't go back to it, Doug, because it's negative. I'm looking at some maps that show at least 1,900 buildings were either burnt to the ground or damaged so that they have to be torn down. How about that? 1,900 buildings. And the more, you know, what Biden got out of it yesterday, or what came out of it because of his visit there, was how totally unprepared these people were. They knew for years officials had been worried about wildfires, and the fact that they were as unprepared, this is what you pay your taxes for, so that you have people in government who are supposed to be protecting you. That's their job, even though it doesn't seem like it much. Especially in some places like California, and maybe even use this example in Hawaii, this is outrageous. And so I was looking at the Tropical Storm Hillary's results, the record rainfall that came to parts of Southern Cal yesterday, but didn't do much damage. They called off school, and Miles wondered why. Why didn't I go to school? It's just raining. Well, and that's a good question. They overreact. Everything in Los Angeles is an overreaction. And so, here we go. Now, we are here on the East Coast, and we are seeing a tropical storm named Harold that has formed 200 miles east of the Gulf of Mexico, or down on the Texas Panhandle. James, are you following this? James Collins in our studio in Dallas. The tropical storm that's just off, a couple hundred miles off the coast of Texas?
Not super closely, no. We haven't gotten much news about it down here, or like at least not many precautions have been taken.
Yeah, okay. All right, who's going to watch the Republican debate tonight? That's what I thought.
No, I think it's important, even if you can't watch it live, record a DVR, do what you need to do to see what a lot of them are saying in real time, because when you think that, oh, I'm just going to catch the, like, the Cliff
Notes
versions and the highlights, and a lot of those can easily be taken out of context. Yes,
yep.
You have to watch these for yourselves. Do not wait to read about it in the media later.
Yep. Nope. Trump's not going to be there, by the way. His bail was set yesterday. He's going to turn himself in on Thursday, apparently. He was arraigned, and his bail was set at $200,000. So what do you do? Give him a check? Give him cash? What do you do?
Gold bars.
Right. Anyway. And the judge in this is one more Trump thing here. He had asked for postponement. You know, his federal election interference trial is supposed to take place next year. And he wanted to push it off till 2026 so it would not be in the limelight of focus of people as the presidential election took place next year. But he still is leading. If you look at the Iowa polls anyway, New Hampshire, among the Republicans.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of this would matter more if they weren't after him the second he won the presidency. He has had a target on his back, and they have been looking for reasons to get him. And maybe there are some legitimate ones that they just haven't found out. Who knows?
Yeah.
Could go one way, could go the other. But right now, it just looks like these continued witch hunts of we have to get him in some way, shape, or form. He cannot be
becoming old, really old. It's old. Two people died. This is another story about wildfires up in Washington State. 20,000 acres have been burned since the weekend. Two people have died. Lots of people have been evacuated. It's not one. It's two fires that are out of control still. That's last year they had that whole business. Because normally wildfires don't happen in the northwest because it's always so wet there. It's always rainy. And this is something that's happened 2 years in a row. There are some people, one person died because of the fire, another had a heart attack as they were trying to get away from the fire. Those are consequences, too, of those circumstances. It's now 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer. Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Can we make 10,000 thread count sheets?
For Lens Linen, staying in the comfort zone is never an option.
The maximum thread count we could possibly thread.
An industrial seamstress would make their sweet dreams come true.
I want it to feel like you're on a snowflake, on cotton candy, on marshmallows,
on a cloud. Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight. But the most important part of any weight loss program, it seems to me, is whether you can keep the weight off.
You're working out, you're exercising, you can maintain it easier and longer that way. When you've rebuilt lean muscle tissue, you just overall feel better. And then you can just use Calitrin for maintenance. If you start to lose the muscle mass, you start to see your energy start to decline, you can get back on it.
What's the deal at the moment is we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com, that's TOPLOSS.com, or call us toll-free 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And when you check out, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from...
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's food, farm, and family time. Every day we memorialize the conversations that we have here in this portion of the program. You can go to foodfarmfamily.com and find out. Yesterday, for example, we talked about goat cheese. Today we're going to talk about this watery white substance that's plant-based and lactose-free. And the well, who says it's the best? Where did that come from? The best substitute for cow's milk. Or even, no, it's not.
What's
it's
the best substitute for cow's milk, then?
There's no substitute for cow's milk. It's something unique. It has colostrum. Remember you and I were talking about colostrum? Was I talking to you about that? Who was I talking
about? Yeah, the golden good stuff that comes in before the breast milk.
You're going to get that out of an almond? You're going to get that out of a coconut? Are you going to get that out of a soy? Soy, whatever a soy is. No. So here's what I say to your wanting me to celebrate world, what she calls world plant
milk. I seriously enjoy myself way too much
waiting for
putting
me
world plant milk day just to hear you go. I thought I was going to get you to say mammary glands a few more times.
I can do that. Mammary glands are the source of milk. That's the only way. There's no other place to get real milk other than mammary glands. That's it.
Cashew, non-dairy, white drink
is so good.
No,
here's what I think about your story. That is it. Yeah. Okay.
That's so good.
Yeah, I did felt fine. All right, next up, another problem at Trader Joe's. Crackers are being recalled because they may have metal in them. Wow, what's going on at Trader Joe's? Mm-hmm. They're crackers. I have some. Megan loves Trader Joe's, so she bought a whole bunch of stuff
when she was here for those 3 weeks, and there are crackers remaining. I'm going to have to look at them. They issued the recall for multigrain crackers with sunflower and flax seed because they may have some kind of metal in them. So you bring them back to Trader Joe's, all the crackers, anything you've got like that, get your money back. That's it. Bottom line.
Yeah, I feel like we almost need to start playing a game of, in today's food recall, is it Trader Joe's or is it not?
Right, exactly.
They're not having a good time right now.
Well, they're not being managed well. Somebody, whoever's the head of Trader Joe's needs to be replaced. Here's another problem. This one is that Food Lion recalling mixed vegetables and Food Lion super sweet cut corn being recalled because of listeria. So if you have Food Lion mixed vegetables, Food Lion super sweet cut corn, and you go to the store, I want my money back, and I want 20, 30, 40 bucks. Get what you can. Go to the manager of the store and say, I want my money back, please. I was studying something for the American Family Farmer, and I think, I'm not sure whether I talked to you about this off the air or on the air, or maybe I didn't. I talked to somebody about it because it really bothered me. There's a new federal program that helps refugees from various countries become farmers. Now, there's good and bad to that. I admit we have a lot of suffering American farmers here, though, because of the weather, because of economic conditions and all sorts of things. So I'm wondering out loud now why it is that we have found, and this is something going on up in Maine, because for some reason or other, I've been talking about this for a year or more, Somalis are coming here, going to Lewiston, Maine, and find there's like 13,000 Somalis living in Louisville, Maine, and who knows why, other than the state of Maine had made it easy for them to come in and get all kinds of benefits and help, and that's great to help people. Yeah, I'm all for helping. That's what we're here to do. But how about we help our American farmers first before we help Somali refugees to become farmers? They're good workers. They understand irrigation, they understand all kinds of stuff. State of Maine has set up a 42-acre farm, which has been farmed for a long time by locals who gave it up. So they've helped some of the Somalis, and they've given them a lot of incentives, basically paying them. But most of them are here illegally. Most of them are here because obviously the Somali, who'd want to live in Somalia? There's not even any government there to monster anything. It's run by a bunch of Alibaba and the 40 thieves, so people are trying to get out of there, and they're coming here. I'm all for helping all the people we can help, but we need to help our own first. Struggling American farmers need help, and certainly in Maine there are a lot of farmers who need help. So, as you can see, this is a double-edged sword, kind of good and bad. And I wanted to share that with you as part of our conversation here on our Food Farm and Family segment. You get it at foodfarmfamily.com. Doug Steffen here, 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.